When I got out of hospital, I went home with my mum, and because I hadn't got my own home then. But a couple of 3 days later, I went up to the shops to get some shopping, for see if I could get some clothes for myself and for Robert. He'd only got the nappy on and a top, and all I got on was my pyjamas, because it was early in the morning when we got the bomb. Then I went into the shop. I knew them very well because we'd lived there for years. I went in and the lady was asking after us and how were we. And I said, well, I've come with a few coupons at the tokens, clothing tokens, that the Grateful Council has given me. I said, 5 tokens to buy clothes for Robert and I. I said, and they'll go on his nappies. So she said, oh, love, she said, I'll see what I can do. Anyway, she was very good. I got some nappies and a top and some leggings for Robert. And I went back to wear my mother's things. But the following day, I went up to get at the baker's to get some bread and stuff, some rolls. And she came out the shop and she said, Joy, come in a minute, I've got something for you. She said, when you were in yesterday, there was a lady in the shop. Did you see her? I said, oh, I saw a lady, but I didn't know who she was. She said, well, she's come back this morning and left a big parcel for you and to see if, you know, if it had help. I said, oh, I said, well, I don't know her. She said, well, neither do I, but she has. Anyway, I took the parcel. When I got home, there was loads of clothes for Robert. Oh, I was so pleased, and they were his size. And then I think it was about 3 days later, the Canadian Red Cross van drew up, and they had bought a pram with baby clothes and everything in it. So I'd got a pram and everybody was so kind at that particular time. It was really lovely. So we were able to get dressed. Well, Robert was. I had to wait for my mother's left-offs. It's usually the other way round. Right.